Welcome to the World Standard. My name is Christopher, and today I will be our game master as we continue to play Cyborg. This is Trigger Warning Part 16, and no matter what a stripper tells you, left is lost.
It's like the only stripper I'd trust.
Yeah. Wait.
If they said left was law.
Oh. It's, yeah, that's how you know.
Yeah.
But you still can't touch them. Hello. I'm Levi.
Who do you play?
I'm playing Les Banks.
It's me, Jacob. I play Perseus USB disk drive.
I'm Nate. I play Linda.
I'm Walton. I guess I'm Sword Lad for at least one more night.
Holy fuck, we got all the names in there.
I know.
Delete it. Do it again.
Paul Bigwood Walton here with Livewire, and we are live in Big Moth outside of Nodaburger, where only a couple streets away, UCS has set up a blockade centered around Tits Unlimited, a strip club where UCS Most Wanted number 10, Perseus USB Disk Drive, number 34, Walter Wet Linda, and number 59, Randy Swordlad Jackson, are believed to be holding hostages, which, let's be honest, UCS does not care about. We are keeping our distance from the scene as UCS is executing anybody that refuses to leave the restricted area in an effort to minimize the offensive and collaborative nature of their targets, according to an inside source. I have been following UCS efforts on this case as closely as possible, and we will be the first to tell you, our dedicated viewers, the fate of these individuals, or die trying. This feed does not have a sponsor, since Livewire hasn't heard from me in days! I have been Paul Bigwood Walton, and this has been Livewire, your hourly feed on all things happening in the fucking stupid, miserable piece of shit city of Psy! You find yourselves in search of a missing young man at a strip club in Big Moss by the name of Tits Unlimited. The four of you also find yourself surrounded by UCS forces. Patrice, the bouncer, reported you guys because somebody, who shall remain nameless, but you know who you are, has given away your location and status, or at least their own anyway.
Walton.
Les Banks.
I deserve that.
Oh, wow. That's
good. They carded him.
They did have a soundbite of Walton saying that.
Yeah.
We sort of do. We now do. Les Banks, you were recently shrapneled by a gacha grenade before seeing a UCS operative.
Oh, that's fucking...
Yep, through the hole in the wall that you created with said gacha grenade. You are very well aware of UCS presence here. Perseus, you recently blasted Patrice in the back with the prototype beam splitter you took from Torx the Argonite's corpse on your previous mission. You are also aware of the UCS presence as you saw the lights through the front door as it opened as she was trying to... as you shot her. I have the stats for that weapon, by the way, when you need it, if you don't already. I have been doing something wrong about that, too.
No.
Yes, there's
a... Perfect.
It says test toughness DR10 before each use, there's failure. So we'll make sure that that happens, because it's a prototype, right? So let's just say it's been working great so far. That possibility now exists.
No.
Anyway.
And you also have that really badass LMG.
Oh, that's true, and I forgot what that even was, but it's in my notes here, so...
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Thanks, hardcore.
And that even be what you actually use, now that I think about it. But, Linda and Swordlad, I believe you two are backstage talking to a dancer named Delight, I think. Mm. You two are probably not aware of the UCS presence, to be honest, because of where you are. You know what I mean? First, I need 3d6s.
Oh, I'll throw three down.
Okay.
A 6 and a 3 and a 1.
6, a 3, and a 1. Okay, and then I also need 3d4s. Why don't Walt, you give me all 4 of those? I mean, all 3 of those.
What is happening to you?
I'm losing my ability to number.
Yeah. Somehow. It's the numbers, Mason.
The numbers.
2. 3, 1.
1, okay. I mean, make sense of these numbers now?
That's 2, 3, 1 if you're reading them in sequence. 6 if you're adding them together.
I am reading them in sequence, thank you.
What if we're multiplying?
We're not.
If we're talking math, we're doing division.
It is true.
Okay, so that's enough of the sit rep.
Yeah, that was great.
We're going to start with initiative. I think we left initiative hanging last episode, but I like to consider each episode like an individual session because that's exactly what it is, and I don't remember. So let's just roll initiative.
I can't see it.
Three.
Okay, it's a three.
Okay, that's them. So immediately, and you, Perseus, are standing in the middle of the floor, I guess.
Fucking what dollar bills are just blown in the wind around me.
Yeah,
standing probably like a cowboy with my fucking...
But you see two UCS operatives burst through the door here with SMGs at the ready. You hear a small click from both of their guns, and you hear,
"Disk drive down on the floor! Everybody else out of here!"
"I don't want to boogie down tonight, boys, but I'll put you both on this dance floor."
And they both open fire on you.
You're so dead.
Give me two agility tests.
You are toast. Bro, I swear to God.
For the sake of, like, not just gunning you down, like, mercilessly right here, they're not giving you the full auto. They're giving just a three-round burst.
Oh, good.
Just, I was going to say, it's been a while, so.
I'm so glad you started doing that.
14. Okay, I got 13.
There's a reason. They're not trying to kill us.
I got 13 on one.
Okay.
And 11 on one.
Okay, so one of them, he misses entirely, and the other one hits you.
Fuck you.
take D6 damage.
One
damage. Nice. You feel they don't rip through your flesh like you expected bullets to do. Instead, they hit you like riot pellets, but every one of them is like electroshock.
Yeah, one knocks one of my good teeth out.
You feel, yeah, you see too, because you're wearing your glasses, I imagine. You see your RCD just like scramble from it. It doesn't go away, but during the moment that you're feeling that shock, that happens. That's what happens this round.
Okay.
Never mind, I missed a person. I remember Les Bank saw an officer through the wall. That officer fires through the wall at Les Banks. Why? This guy isn't as generous with his tapping. Wait, is he even on the wanted list?
What? No, I'm not.
At this point?
I don't know.
Oh, that's a fair point,
actually.
They might
not even know who he is. And these things are in the gambling units, so why? This might be a common occurrence.
Okay, so rather than him opening fire on you.
You did say they're killing anyone who's not leaving the restricted zone.
Exactly.
Evacuate the area now. Get the fuck out of here.
Sure. I'm just going to go this way. I'm going to walk into the back room.
You're gonna leave sight pretty much.
Like you're leaving. Oh, don't worry about me. I'm just going to go this way.
Okay, so yeah. And then this guy, you see him kind of... The hole that you explode into the wall is big enough to breach through. So he does. He just crawls on through.
Don't worry. I'm getting out of your hair.
So now we'll go to Perseus. And you, actually, too. You're both kind of in the action.
Looks like you boys didn't bring your dancing shoes. I'm going to fucking let one rip with this fucking LMG.
At one of these dudes?
Oh, yeah. You fucking... Right.
That's 18.
That hits for sure.
Wait, what am I... what is it, agility again for shooting? No, presence.
Presence. Wait, it's an automatic weapon, so it is agility.
It's
agility choosable. Is for automatic?
But yeah, agility for automatic, presence for not automatic.
Okay, then I
Which
have...
matters. How do
yeah,
you
I have 17.
There?
Okay. It's a +2 to hit as well, so...
No, I put that in.
Oh, okay, cool. So, yeah, you definitely hit. Give me the damage and subtract D4 from it.
It's fucking D10, isn't it?
D10.
Yeah, D10 minus D4.
I got 7 to hit. Or 7 damage.
7 damage minus D4.
Minus D4? Fuck.
Yeah.
Fucking cops.
Right? Hey, cat, goddammit.
One.
Okay, so...
That's 6 damage.
6 damage, that's not terrible. Yeah, you pepper him with a bunch of bullets. Was that agility or presence that you did it with?
Agility.
You were doing automatic? Okay, keep it rolling.
I'm going to.
You pepper him with bullets, though. Boy. He rips through his armor, rips through him.
Oh, yeah, that's a 15.
That hits again.
Oh, okay. My God.
Do the dammy again.
4.
Minus. Mm-hmm.
3.
Minus, so 1 damage.
Yeah.
You're spraying a lot of bullets, not a lot of them landing, but
come on, motherfucker, just drop!
You got one more shot if you want to take it.
Hey, I'm trying to get out of here, be quiet.
That's 14.
14, okay. That hits for sure.
5. 4.
5 minus 4? So
No, 4.
Oh, 5 minus 1.
I got 4 damage.
Four damage, okay. He's still standing, even though you put a ton of bullets
God.
On him.
Oh, God. I'm robocopying him!
You are. He's still alive. He's on a knee at this point. He's... His gun is not in his hand anymore.
I hope you can break dance, son, because you're going to be limber as fuck after this. I'm still just fucking laying into him.
Moving on to Les Banks, then.
I'm so scared for you.
You said you were leaving that area?
Yeah, I'm going to walk away.
Okay, so as you leave that little nook, and he's kind of following you, he's like, to the door.
Oh, the back door, yeah. This is the only way I go out.
He is very familiar with getting thrown out the back door into the dumpster. I remember talking about
it. I come in through the front and I exit the back, you know.
Right, so you make it across. You see too. You see Perseus gunning down this cop over there.
Yeah, nice. And I wouldn't want to be that guy.
Yeah, you see a lot of these people too. Everybody's clearing out at this point from the alerts that the dude said. Last we can say you can get to the back door at this point just because of the crossing the building. The two guys in the dressing room, you see the dancers that are in the room here, Delight and Treasure. They're both, just, they gather their bags and crap and they just head out the door. And as they open the door, you see Percy, you hear him as well, the gunfire.
Yeah, motherfucker!
Gunning down one of the UCS officer. You also see another one alongside that officer who is kind of like ducked down away from the bullet spray that you're creating. And another one off in the distance, as you see Les Banks crossing it, you see another officer kind of coming around that clearly Percy isn't aware of.
There's a mess over there!
Clearly seeing them as well. Yeah, so what do you two do?
Linda, I don't think we're finding this kid.
What fucking happened?
I guess you could say this mission went tits up.
Oh, goddamn it. Wah,
wah. Huh? Linda? Huh?
Okay,
huh?
Fine. No, it's okay, give me fucking, fun, right? Give me some skin. Okay, I got it. Okay.
With his hot dog fingers.
As the white leaves the room, she's just like, no.
Wasn't there supposed to be, like, the boss?
The manager?
Yeah, that, like, she was going to go get from...
There's a good chance they ran and the cops showed up.
Right.
I
you're right, but I thought that they were further in through this door than, like I don't think she was going outside.
Well, after the announcement was heard throughout the building, pretty much, she reverted, grabbed her shit, and left with the other one. But there was a door that she was heading to at the moment that you were going to do that. And yeah, you see somebody busting out of that room and pink eyes glowing. It's hard to read emotion in those eyes, but they just look panicked as you see them also looking through the room. Towards you guys. You kind of are in the way of their travel, her travel.
So, you want to go rescue your girlfriend or just dip out the back, steal a cop car? What are we thinking?
Oh.
Don't mind me, just trying to get through this crazy gunfire!
We're leaving him.
Or he's leaving you!
This dude,
he's got a robot here.
Acceptable!
He's the Deadpool of this world.
He really is.
He just understands everything that's happening.
Garbage Deadpool.
Oh, man. I grab the lady while she's trying to run past us, and I fucking pull up a weird hologram thing of this kid's face.
Him?
And I'll grab her by the shirt. Where the fuck is this kid?
Give me D2.
Now you're thinking like a fucking crazed maniac.
2.
He's dead. It doesn't matter. He's dead. Who cares? Shit. I need to get out of here. Cops are here. They're stinging us! They're stinging up, and she's like,
I need you to fucking tell me right now where the fuck this kid's body is.
Gone. He's not here. Who fucking cares about this kid? Just another fucking vessel. Get out of here. What are you doing here? And she's trying to pull away from you. Give me a strength test.
I don't care. I'll fucking throw at the door. I don't give a shit.
And she runs.
Well, there goes that lead.
Context clues.
I'm going fucking back to her office.
Okay. You go back to her office. What are you doing exactly? You see that it's a typical business. I mean, it's just, there's a desk, there's paperwork all over the place, which is weird in a futuristic environment, but you know, maybe it's cheaper. No, it's not cheaper. It's definitely not cheaper. And a computer, of course. Lots of posters on the walls, like signed of dancers. Lots of photos as well. Lord Lad, I imagine, is very interested in them. Or not, who knows? He may be jaded. Got kids these days. They're damn internet.
Well, that's what I got for the time being. We're in initiative order, so I can't really do a shit ton.
Sword Lad, are you accompanying him to the office, or what are you doing?
No, I'm going after the UCS that's sneaking up on Perseus.
Okay. So you pretty much chase after that lady. Not chase after, but shortly after she takes off, you're about to
go after. Yeah.
Okay, what are you doing? You can make it there and act, I would say. They're close enough.
Draw my sword and swing on the guy.
Okay, so the one that...
Yaido, that's the word I'm looking for. I'm going to do some Yaido shit on this guy.
Yeah.
Okay, nice. I like
cut
it.
Him
okay.
In half.
Are you doing it to the guy that Perseus is shooting or the one that's accompanying him? Or the one that's beyond him?
The one that was coming through the wall and sneaking up behind him.
Oh, okay. Okay, perfect. Yeah, you run across. You see out of the corner of your eye, too, Perseus, as you're shooting. You see Sword Lad dashing by behind you. And yeah, he comes running up to this dude. Give me a slash. Give me that strength test.
Give me a slash.
Give me a slash, baby. Start calling you baby.
Ooh, natural 18.
That hits for sure. Give me damage.
That's a 5.
Minus D4, of course.
That's 3 damage.
Yep, you slash across the stomach of his armor, and it just slices through his armor. You see blood running from it, and he recoils heavily from it.
Bow to your sensei.
That's pretty good. That's the initiative again. Before we roll initiative, somebody roll me a D10. Let's go, Nate.
Oh, boy. It's a 6.
I need then, give me a D4 as well then.
3.
Okay. Presence test for Les, Sword Lad, and Perseus.
He's a fucking flashbang, isn't it?
16.
Okay.
17.
17?
5.
Everybody but Les sees. Up through the skylight of the bar, there is just this void black skeleton, and he's got a... looks like he's got some kind of... Well, it looks like a silenced SMG, but he looks like he's pointing this thing directly at Sword Lad.
Here we go.
Yeah. And now we roll initiative.
What is this, Batman?
A void black skeleton with an SMG.
Yeah, he looks like he's made... He's not so much as... He looks like he's made out of metal. Void, like specifically, void black steel
Batman
alloy
Beyond.
River skeleton.
Yeah, the SMG is what gave it away. It's them.
Yeah, because guns. No, okay.
Terrible.
Right, so roll initiative.
It's them.
It is them?
Yeah.
Oh, God. Okay, so this one, the metal skeleton above, fires his SMG at... through the glass, making the only sound this thing actually makes is the glass shattering, and directly at Sword Lad. Sword Lad, give me a agility test. Yep.
14.
Seeing the glint of the pink neon light outside the building off of his metal frame through the glass, fortunately, move in time with your ninja reflexes, out of the way of this blast, and from the silent blast of bullets, whatever that is up there, the cop in front of you, Sword Lad, fires his gun at you, of course. Give me an agility test for that.
12.
12, that beats it. Nice. That's pretty much it from that guy. The other two, the one on the ground, well, we'll go with the other guy first. The other guy, the one next to the one that you're shooting, unloads on you as well.
Oh, God.
Yeah, it's gross. agility DR 12.
A what?
Agility DR 12. You take a bullets to the face. Not to the face, but to the self. D6 damage, minus your armor if you have any.
Oh, I have one health left.
You have one health left after that? Do you have any armor?
No.
Oh, you took straight up 4 damage. Yeah, you feel, again, these bullets, they feel like riot pellets, but this electrified riot pellets, you feel like it just coursing through you as every shot. I'm a lot of it here, too. You feel like your vision's fading a little bit. It's getting it hurt. It hurts.
Oh,
the guy on the ground. Oh God, he's so fucking hurt. I mean, he's just bleeding out from all of these bullets you threw. You forced through him
through
at high speed. Yeah,
threw the gun at him.
But he desperately reaches for his gun and tries to shoot you with it. Considering the fact you're aiming at him, the desperation of his actions, we're gonna have.
And he's prone.
He is.
And he's hurt significantly.
Agility test. DR.
And he's a Scorpio.
Yeah, so back up to 10. No, that's an 8, DR8.
Oh, ability. That's 19 on the dice, so I think I'm okay.
Nice. What do you do? How do you avoid that? You're seeing it coming.
I have to reload, so I stop, and as he's, like, scrambling to shoot me, I just kind of tilt my head down, and a bullet nearly goes by my scalp.
Oh, I like that. Okay.
Yeah, you barely notice it, considering you get hit with 4 more of them in the chest.
Yeah. Yeah, right after that, that's when I get hit with the other 4.
Nice.
God fucking Christ!
None of these are drawing blood, either. That's to be noted.
Good, I don't have armor, so...
that is what's currently happening with everybody that's visible. You guys...
Now, Batman!
Go now.
Well, since I'm right there, I'm just gonna finish off this smudge on the floor.
Okay, do it.
Wipe my boot clean.
Join more blood to the stain.
Oh, shit, fuck!
What'd you get?
Can I use a glitch?
Do you have any to lose?
It says I have 2.
I believe it.
Okay.
You have 1 now, then.
Okay.
That hits.
16.
Yep, that
okay,
hits.
Okay, so,
give me damage. Minus D10, D4.
3, fuck me. Okay, 2 damage?
2 damage. He's...
No.
You put him a lot of thoughts into him, and he's on death's door, but he's... Like, he doesn't even have an arm anymore.
I'm starting to feel bad about this.
You really Robocopping him now.
Oh, please, just put him down already.
What do you fucking think?
This is horrible.
I'm trying to.
You
Wait,
can hear his muffled tears
even?
Through his helmet.
It's gross.
That's oh, you.
I got...
You're auto-firing him, god dang.
Oh, okay, yeah.
So
yeah.
16 on
that also
there.
Hits. Just wait, you can.
Please.
No, you can't not.
7.
Yeah. Okay. Just tell me about it.
Okay. As I'm about to start firing again, I'm like, Jesus Christ, dude. I'm fucking sorry, man. This has been pitiful. Man, you can stop moaning now. No, you're making it worse. All right, look. And then I just rip another, like, 3 bullets into him. I got, I'm going to roll for 1 more auto fire
on the other dude
guy.
Yeah, you're just after you say that, just...
Ah, fuck! I have 1 more glitch.
What'd you roll?
I got six on the dice, so
okay,
that can't
yeah,
do
yeah,
anything
yeah.
with that.
Spend it if you want to.
This is your last one.
Yep. Oh, my! Oh, no!
Wait, wait,
what's the total?
It's a 10.
Ah, that doesn't work.
Wait, what is the DR?
It's a 12, but you got the plus two all wrong weapon. Well, yeah, same weapon.
But agility minus one, so I get a plus one.
Oh, gotcha. All right, yep, no, it misses. Spraying bullets into the...
You're next, partner! And I just freehand the fucking... I just spray and pray around him.
Oh, yeah, as you say that. Oh. the other three of you. Sword Lad, you're up in the fray as well. Actually, why don't we cut to you then?
All right, this might be too much. You tell me. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. The UCS operative that's in front of me.
Yeah.
I want to get behind him, put my sword to his throat, and try to force him to shoot the stalker that's up on the roof.
Okay, yeah. What I'll do then, since you're kind of calling the shot, I'll make the DR two higher, which is probably pretty generous, but still, that seems to make sense. So DR 14 then.
All right, so just one roll for the whole thing?
Yeah, I like that. So the strength test?
Okay.
Strength test then. We're calling it a 14 then. Well, no, it's a normal. Let's call it 12.
Okay. 13.
Nice.
Oh,
so yeah, you got this guy. You've got his, you got your kind of your sword and your arm around his throat, kind of controlling the movement of his gun arm. I suppose that's a turn. Thanks. You're over by the back door watching your friends doing this.
Oh, geez, I think I should help him. Oh boy. That's a hot mess. Yuck.
Well, he's just slowly shuffling towards the door.
Grandpa steps.
He's still leaving, but he's aware we shouldn't.
I'm going to turn around and whip open my cloak and shoot him with my assault rifle.
That music. Bam, bam, bam.
Bam, bam, bam. Yeah, oh my God.
I always imagine you like picking out of trash if you walk by one. Just grab like an apple core or something whenever you go.
He just knows where guns are stashed in dumpsters. Did he
just, yeah, that's why he does it. He stashes weapons all over the city.
I just can't remember.
Is this so funny?
You see him leave on the back door of the club. You're like, fuck, he's having a sniper rifle.
Is this so funny? Like, as soon as that music plays in my head, it's just like the moment it slipped open and he's got the gun, it freeze frames and it goes like red and black, and then it just shows Les Banks across the bottom.
Obsolete dumpster diver.
Yes.
Yeah. That'd be a cool class, the cyber hoarder.
He's already a class, the obsolete dumpster diver.
No, I mean,
that would be cool.
Separate thing. All right, fucking do this shit.
I'm going to shoot the one that is currently shooting at Jacob.
Who's Jacob?
The one that's left with Perseus?
Yes.
Okay, go ahead.
What do I aim with?
Are you going to auto or not?
Sure. What's the difference?
Agility for auto, presence for non-auto.
I'll do auto.
Okay.
That's a 14.
And it's your SMGs, right?
No, assault rifle.
Oh, okay, yeah. Never mind. Okay, that's a 13 that hits for sure.
Good.
It is so fucking suspicious.
You're weirdly creepy all the time.
Shit.
Good.
So he takes 6 ammo.
Nice. You pepper him from a distance with a...
Take that, stranger!
And you can keep going with your auto fire. Remember, up to 3.
Oh,
as
yes.
As long as you keep hitting.
Surely.
Surely.
Oh.
No, I don't. I don't continue.
Okay. You just missed, huh?
Yeah, 6.
Just keep firing. You may half the shot.
Take that wall!
Then, let's go to Linda here, who's in a separate scene here. You're in the back office here. Mm. What are you doing here?
Find that boy, Linda.
Hey, Linda, we could use your help out here.
I'm calling in on my RCD.
Yeah, I like that. You guys don't use that enough.
It's really gross. You should see what he did. Nasty things.
Fuck,
that
fuck,
poor guy,
fuck.
He shot him so much. He looks like Swiss cheese. I don't even know what that is.
Just this whole, all this going through my head where I'm just like,
he's sending
eyes
a live feed.
Darting around the room. Yeah, I'm trying to avoid it. Get the fuck out of here. Guys, I'll turn around, I guess. Son of a bitch. Knowing the layout of this place, where's the door that I would be coming out of into the main area?
The main door, we're going to call that the north wall of this main room, right? The main entrance to the club, which is where Perseus kind of is. They're sort of in like the foyer on that opening rug, you know, whatever. And you coming out of the dressing room, because you're coming out of the office into the dressing room out to the main floor. That door would be on the west wall. And you're kind of right there, because that's probably what you did. You made it. You left that room, walked across the dressing room, opened that door to see kind of Perseus right in front of you. He's facing to the left. You know, you see him. You see the left side of him, obviously, as he's facing north. You're coming from the west. He's gunning down them. You see beyond him, to the east of him, Sword Lad headlocking that other UCS guard, and you can see the skylight. You can see kind of what they're doing because you can see the way that because you're kind of happening like mid moment, right? You also see in the distance slowly advancing across the bar or across the floor. Les Banks just like at the same cop that Perseus is engaged with. That's what you see, and that's, you can get about that far. I want to say, since you do have a gun, you can fire it from here.
Yeah,
just no scope him.
So you're saying I see this weirdo in the skylight?
With the shape, I say you could probably get a glimpse of him. I want to say that he's probably slightly obscured by his angle, just based on the angle of everybody else.
Sure.
That if you can see him, but to hit him is just going to be a little bit harder. A DR-14 by default, you know what I mean?
Okay. Currently. There are still people in this building that aren't us.
Anybody who has not left because they're just too scared to move. The fight or flight, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
The fight or flight or freeze. A lot of people are freezing.
Sure.
So a lot of people are just cowering under tables.
Okay, last question then.
I won't say a lot. I want to say maybe a half dozen people are still lingering.
Okay.
But huddled.
Underneath this skylight, is there anybody directly underneath it?
Perseus.
Yeah. Fuck.
I just like to think where it is. You know what I mean? It's just kind of...
Unfortunate. That makes me useless there.
Actually, you know what? I like the idea of this. Give me a D2. On a 1, it is Perseus. On a 2, it's the cop. You're talking about, like, the skylight itself.
Yeah. Yes.
Let's just say if it's a 2, slightly, it is. Okay, so you're looking, you're like, oh, Perseus is under that. And you're like, well, actually, you're kind of giving it a deeper look. You're like, no, he's not. The other guard is. The other
and
cop
a smudge
is.
Mark.
Okay.
And a smudge mark, yes.
Cool.
Use your grenade.
Yeah, I will, except for I want to see what this booster mod looks like.
Ooh. Which one do you have again?
The frag booster mod.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. That cool thing I listened to just a couple days ago.
I believe it.
Because I do have the... I mean, yeah, of course
you
I do have the double
thing. Sniper rifle?
Yes, it's a one-time booster mod.
Yeah, it turns that bullet into a grenade, essentially. It deals D4 damage to up to D3 targets within close proximity. What are you thinking with that?
I wanted to shoot the skylight and do as much damage to it as I could. Like, mostly because I can't see the dude that's there. There's a cop right underneath it. It's
falling
a fucking
debris.
Grenade. Yeah.
I want to say, since it is a grenade, if you're launching it at that dude up there, I gotta imagine the spread
it's gonna make a big hole.
It's going to. It'll definitely.
If you hit like the edge where the window.
That's that's kind of what my visual
collapse,
of the situation
you'll collapse
was.
Collapse most of the. Most of the roof.
Yeah,
on that
dude up there
that
will
side.
Fall.
Yeah.
Guaranteed. Okay. Yeah. So, DR-14 presence to make that happen, I think.
Okay.
And if you do, yeah, we'll see what happens.
Roll the dice.
Okay.
Do you want me to spit on your fingers or something?
No, not at all.
You want me to lick it?
Okay. Just to the second knuckle.
Okay. So, because the sniper rifle is presence.
Yes.
Yeah, that's 14.
Wonderful. Oh, wonderful. Yeah. So, yeah, you launch that bullet. It explodes. Give me the D4 damage. We're going to call. Him taking this damage, the thing up there, the ceiling, we'll assume that it is one of them, but also explodes. And we'll also give that thing fall damage, and we'll give damage to the guy that's standing there, too. Let's assume that Perseus, luckily, is close enough just to feel the heat, but not the actual force.
Is there anything, does it replace,
just like my love.
Does it replace gun damage completely that way?
I think so. Well, I actually don't know, let's find out. Single-use booster mods modify a single shot with special, the attack deals normal damage and can be used with most modern firearms. It says unless noted, and it doesn't say that it doesn't. So yes, your normal damage to the, since you made the 14, and I did say it was a 14 to hit him, because you're probably aiming at him regardless, right? I feel like that bullet still hits him.
Right in the toesies.
Yeah, just in like a part of the body that you can see. It's a machine.
Am I correct in remembering that
this is
some
good
lawyering?
I'm
damage?
Excited about this.
Yeah, for the sniper rifle, yes, 2d10 and triple damage on a crit. Actually, it's also, when we haven't been doing this at all, -4 DR.
Oh.
Well, let's...
That's if you aim, I think. You have to spend like 3 rounds
minus
aiming.
4 DR plus 3 damage when aiming for 2 rounds.
Oh. Have not.
This is why you always put the condition first in the rules.
Yeah,
I love it, Walt. That's
okay. I'm not gonna
almost understand words.
I'm not gonna roll that. I'm gonna glitch max damage that.
Oh my baby boy,
Lieutenant Dan, you ain't got no legs.
Because that's 20 oh, wow. damage from the bullet.
Oh
fuck!
And
Jesus fuck!
And 4 from any of the explosions that are happening.
4 from the explosions as well.
And
oh, I mean, that's
and
max
whatever
damage.
Falling debris.
Oh, that's true. Okay, so. That will kill...
Everybody.
I think he has to roll on the falling damage.
Well, okay, so he max damaged the bullet itself, yep. And I feel like that's the booster mod as well. So I feel like all of the rolls that thing has to do all.
Did it have max. A variable for how many things it hits?
It does. Jesus it's D3.
I forgot about that one.
You mutilated this.
So you did the 20 damage with that usage. I call that for the frag damage too. So 24 damage is what you're dealing. Now we're determining how many people you do it to.
One.
I guess it's just him up there.
Yeah.
So you expect that to happen. You're thinking your plan is to launch this frag bullet at it, take him out, as well as the ceiling and taking the cop out below.
Yeah.
But what actually happens,
yes.
You hit him, it explodes up on the roof, glass shatters down, and that's pretty much it. Because that bullet went so perfectly through the glass, it didn't actually affect the ceiling at all.
Oh, of course. It did.
Great. Yeah, it just straight up like anti-tank round melt through the fucking.
Pretty much,
you're too good at your job.
Well, I don't get to drive.
What
much,
happened so. To the guy? What happened to the guy up in the ceiling?
He gone.
Does he like fall down or did he explode?
No, the explosion happened
up there. Such a clean
kill. Yeah, it was such a clean shot.
Oh,
and for
so nothing falls down from him.
For transparency, nope. Right, no. Probably blown in different directions, but none of it down.
Yeah.
No cool guns.
That was the Skulker, the void black steel alloy Skulker. Murder skeletons built for a single purpose, tracking down a target and destroying it without mercy.
It's not even a named person.
It's a just fucking a machine. It's a Sidra.
It's a generic.
God, thank God you max damaged that man.
It was just a tool sent to kill. Yeah. Oh. All right.
So there's probably that. More.
Yeah, who knows? I do. It's painful. Okay, that is everybody, oh. Isn't it? Yeah, because you were the last in the group to do that. So, okay, I need then 2d4s. I will go Walt and Levi.
Each yeah.
D4.
No!
Come One. On! One. What's all these numbers for, Christopher?
Things.
I don't want to know.
Does a 4 do anything for you?
It does. More for you than it does for me, to be honest.
Oh, good. I'm glad.
More bullets for you.
Hey! And now, Jake, roll initiative.
What?
How unlucky. Jake's dead.
Yeah, maybe.
I'm feeling it.
First thing Woo! You see, before anything, as the doors pop open of this place again, and one UCS officer comes bursting through it.
Oh, Jesus, no. You guys are like fucking rats!
And he catches your attention pretty obviously, because he's right in front of you. But you see again, he realizes what he's seeing, lifts the gun. You hear that telltale click of him like switching modes.
Oh.
He unloads at you, Perseus. Agility test, DR12.
He's got nothing on me.
Yeah, we'll Ooh. See how many bullets he's got on you. Yeah.
I could tell I was lying because my heart fluttered so bad.
That's what it took to know you were lying.
This is
you
where
just know
he
what you're
does.
Doing. What you're saying.
He gets hit.
I got an 8.
You got an 8? Oof. Okay. That's D6 damage.
Anyone got a glitch for a boy?
Not one.
Hopefully just hits one.
How many glitches are on the table right now?
I have 0.
I have 1.
0.
You're the only glitch. Whoa. I mean, you have the only glitch. You're not the only glitch. How much damage?
I am the weakest glitch.
I took 4.
You took 4 damage?
Oh, yeah.
What are you at?
Negative 3.
I'm at negative 3.
Okay, so you...
No,
you
feel... reduce it by D6.
Reduce it by D6? Reduce it by D6.
Yeah.
Yep. Wait, you're at negative 4, you said?
I'm at negative 3.
Negative 3, okay. Reduce it by 5. You're at 2. Yeah, you take another.
No, he's not. He's at 1 still.
He's at 1. Is he at 1?
Yeah, he's been at 1.
Oh, wonderful. So, yeah, you take another shot of this from him, and it stings like a motherfucker again.
My fucking heart stops for a minute.
Yeah, you feel like, yeah, it's clear what they're trying to do is just neutralize you. And since he hit you, he continues to shoot.
Oh,
yeah.
Yeah.
Give me another DR12 agility, brother.
But he didn't hit him, technically.
That's a nat fucking 1.
Baby.
That's a nat 1. Oh, you're keeping it. You have no choice.
Baby.
You spent your last omen. So that means we get one of these.
Get big government out of the backseat of your private automobile. Vote Proposition 342 to the end of the driver's license requirement. It's your car. Drive it according to your own best judgment.
Paid for by Saul Santos and the Anarcho Business Institute.
You got a nat 1 on that defense roll.
I'm dead.
Yeah, why are we even messing with numbers and anything?
It's max damage on me. Isn't it?
No.
Something?
Or no, it's just double damage and your armor's destroyed.
Double
you
damage?
Don't have...
Double damage? I what? If I rolled a 1, I'm still over the threshold.
Right.
On yep. the bright
roll
side...
Half. Roll 1/2.
I want to, but he doesn't let me use my dice.
On the bright...
Curl's dice isn't allowed.
Curl's dice,
it's a piece
yeah.
of paper. You just throw it around.
On the bright side, we have that respawn token for you.
Probably,
oh, yeah.
It Depends still
on
exists.
What happens.
It's there somewhere in the ether.
Yeah, there's an irony to that. It's like a nice loophole. You know
loophole,
what I mean?
Loophole.
We'll get to that. Yeah, you take another peppering of this. It continues, and you're just out.
I've fuck.
He's out. You see him drop too. You just see like electricity arcing around him, which may be telling. But the other one then, the one that you tried to shoot but didn't, let's see who's around him. He sees that. I want to say that
I did put bullets.
I was just starting to divert to aggro rule, you know. So yes, he turns his gun on you. You hear that click again of him switching modes. It's loud for some reason, but only because I want you to know he's doing it.
Sounds like a car battery or something, like a fucking like Prius starting up.
I felt like it was more just like.
Oh.
You know, a person who doesn't know, maybe like, is that the safety?
Think of like phasers. Set your phasers to stun.
Similar. Oh, I like that. But either way, he fires it at Les Banks. So give me a DR12 agility.
Oh my gosh. What's that, buddy?
That's a 12 on the net.
It's a 12 on the net?
Ooh. Oh my god, I forgot how fucking slick he was.
Yeah.
And yeah,
like a wet slug.
Due to your gross cloak. Kind of hiding your form a little bit, most of it went through your cloak and not actually hit you.
Hey, my mom made this for me.
He has a mom? He's a robot.
I think he was more distracted by the many dicks.
I might just forget that exists.
He calls the neckbeard that created him mom.
Oh no.
So
it's whoever nursed my young AI.
The other one, the one that's currently being grappled by Sword Lad, is going to try to ungrapple himself from Sword Lad. So Sword Lad, give me a DR. We'll just call it a 12. Strength. Keep holding him.
Six.
He.
Oh my. Instead, we're falling apart, boys.
Since you're on his back, more or less, holding him when you're on. He just like judo throws you over his shoulder, and you're on your back.
He's a child.
Roll agility.
So. You are a child. Yeah, you're very. Well, I mean, he's a 17-year-old or something, right?
Skinny.
Yeah.
Roll agility for landing on your feet.
I like that. Yeah. If you roll agility, if you succeed a normal agility test, you handle the landing.
I don't.
You don't. You land on your back, and it knocks the wind out of you.
Oh, no.
It knocks the wind out of you, so that being said...
Oh, God.
Let's take a break.
Take a break. Catch your breath.
Catch your breath, boy.
Welcome back to the Rolled Standard. Now, where are we in initiative? I think we're ready to just kick off another round, aren't we?
We
got to roll damage for Perseus.
We do. We have to roll damage for Perseus because he may go into Psy Rage. So roll the damage that was double. That's a D6.
One.
Two damage.
Okay.
So never mind.
Okay, so no infestation. It doesn't trigger the infestation, but if he is broken, or battered, rather.
He is battered currently, yes.
Does he still have to roll for that?
Yes, he does. That's a D8.
Oh my god.
Damn it.
This might actually stop your heart.
Mm-hmm. It could. You could actually die from this, yeah.
Two.
Unconscious. Okay, so roll D4 and give me it twice. Give me two D4s.
I'm going to roll a D8 for some reason.
Yeah.
One.
Okay.
And four.
Okay, so you are unconscious for one round and you will awake with 4 hit points.
Oh my god!
What? This guy is a fucking cat.
Dude, for real. Oh my god. Okay, now we can roll initiative. Actually, no, we gotta roll those. Oh, that takes timers.
It's our initiative.
No, it is. Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Because they went first.
Yes. Oh, it is?
Yeah.
Oh, great. Okay, so yeah, that's why we did that at the beginning top of your initiative. Wonderful. Okay, so the three of you then. He's still unconscious. This next, you'll wake up next round then.
You can see my chest rising and I'm snoring.
Yeah, clearly unconscious. Yeah, he just put them to sleep. That's sort of what they do. I mean, they knock you out.
It does sound like exactly how it'd be for him.
Hold still, little filly. I'm going to rope you.
That deep cowboy sleep.
Potatoes and you're fucking crazy.
Oh, no.
I just want to rope you down.
Okay.
I think he's talking about the love of his life. That's weird.
Yeah, himself.
No, the girl that betrayed him.
My love.
Guys, I don't think it should take me saying this to realize that shit is not looking fucking wonderful out here.
Well, you don't think?
No, you think?
Yeah, well, no, it looks like everybody's still in the shoot mode, and I'm... Okay, most of us are still in the shoot mode.
I thought he was dead.
We need to do something about this fucking place.
Also, I'm on the ground with a cop standing over me.
Okay, I'll shoot him in the face first.
Well, I like it.
No, I won't.
Oh, oh no. A nat one. Mm-hmm. That means it's another one of these.
Woo!
Greetings and salutations, ranch hands. I'm sure you didn't much expect to hear from me again. Howdy. I'm Beatrice Roachcutt Sr. Since the brutal incident that occurred in our flagship storefront went public, Things here are out of time, out of mind. We've escalated at a rapid and alarming pace. Pinned down by UCS officers behind my gorgeous 236-year-old mahogany desk, it's given me time to reflect on the terrible and frankly unconstitutional wrongdoings. That in mind, I feel obligated to remind y'all listening that mental vacations through the entirely safe and in no way corrupt cyberscape are 27% off for the next 2 weeks, starting tonight at midnight, Central Psi Time. So throw on your strongest style guard, grab your favorite fully automatic weapon, and come get out of your mind before you're out of time. Oh, shit!
All right, so yeah, you fumbled on an attack. Give
yes.
Me a D6.
Wonderful.
Oh, no.
Two. You are out of ammo. You go to fire and you just nothing.
Fuck.
That's better than
other things. Damage.
Yes.
I mean, well, it says out of ammo or drops weapon. I feel like that makes sense. That's you.
Yep.
Les Banks and Sword Lad.
I want to continue peppering this guy, and then while I'm doing that, I'm walking and I'm gonna dive over the bar.
Like Max Payne.
To hide behind it.
Oh, cool as hell.
Fucking.
Yeah, well, he's still doing the grandpa walk?
I'm shuffling.
Fucking Max
Payne. I'll get over there eventually.
More like he's so tall that he like leans over the bar and falls over. Yeah.
How is it that every turn that he has is still that bam, 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 and then he just dives over the bar now?
And it's starting to sound like old time.
Yeah, can piano.
Yeah, there we go. You're firing at which one? Sword Lads, dude? Right.
Oh, boy.
Which one are you like?
Is that a natural one?
It is a natural one.
What the fuck is happening?
Another one of these!
Injured in the multiverse? You may be entitled to crypto.
That's so much fun.
Jesus Christ. Okay, let me roll on the thing, too.
Yep, D6.
Jeez, we're falling apart.
Five.
Your weapon, what are you shooting, assault rifle?
Yeah.
Yeah, you pull this trigger, and you pull the trigger out. Like, it pops out of its, like, that pin that keeps that.
Because he found it in the fucking trash can.
Yeah, and then, like, that pin breaks, and, like, you hear, like, a chain reaction of pins breaking inside this thing.
It just crumbles.
And you just see, like, things, just pieces falling off of it, and then eventually you're just, like, you're just holding the stock.
That's not good. And I throw the stock, and I jump over the bar.
Sword Lad, have better luck.
Yeah, shit. Oh, I'm just gonna swing and try to cut this guy's legs off from under him.
From the ground?
Yeah.
Like it. That's cool. We'll call that DR12 because it's cool enough to not have a penalty. Probably hard to do though.
He's a sword master.
That's true. I'll go with that.
What'd you get?
Oh, he's a sword master.
For the love of God.
Got an 11.
Okay.
Oh, at least it wasn't a fucking one.
Two ones.
It's a pair
together.
Of ones.
That's a pair of ones.
That's
I got
true.
A 1-1 and a 1-1.
One.
Yeah, so he like jumps over your blade real deftly too. Sees it coming, telegraphing it hard.
Do you have any of those action points you got there?
No, it's like I have one. When he gets attacked, isn't it?
You can use that, can't you?
No, he needs three.
Doesn't that give you cool things?
It wouldn't save me. I'd need a DR-13 because I'm not attacking a random target.
Well, I guess we'll roll initiative.
Oh, please be our initiative.
Yep, anybody.
Who hasn't?
Walt's next.
Yeah, there you go.
Wait, it is you, isn't it? Oh, well.
There's the one.
Good, good. I like it.
So, let's see. There are two in the door. It was the one that you guys are struggling to put down, the one that just came in, and the one that's standing over you. We'll go with the one that's standing over Sword Lad first. Laying on the ground still, making it slightly harder to avoid. So he sprays a shot at you. DR-14 agility.
Break dance your way out of there.
Hope he does.
You're on the dance floor. You have.
I use my ballerina feet.
Yes.
Wait. What's the? It's an auto fire weapon, isn't it?
Yeah.
What's the close range thing for auto fire weapon?
We haven't been using any of that. So
I don't remember.
Should at this point because we haven't been.
Because I know that he's the only person that's been shot at with.
Auto fire deals +2 damage at close range, -2 at long range. Let's not use that.
Yeah, I mean,
that's going to kill him then. Or we can. I don't care. Well, we haven't been using it yet, so let's not use it. Even though we had like mentioned at the beginning that we were going to.
Yeah.
They're just the more we add, the more harder it is to keep track of.
I vaguely remember this conversation.
Yeah. So agility test to not get shot by this cop standing over him and a DR-14.
Now there's the one.
No!
No! This is gonna be the most depressing ad ever!
No!
Get one of these!
Everything must go! All sales final! Today only!
We are selling our stock of exclusive
search query
at a ludicrous 15% off.
Think here!
For the freshest, juiciest, cheapest
search query
this side of the net.
We started this fight so strong, we were rolling so well, and we've gotten nothing but ones for like the past five fucking rolls. Hey,
dude,
you know what?
Dude,
we're probably
fuck.
Gonna need some more ads.
luckily we have time next week.
Next week, yeah. Oh my Christ, that's fucking
yep.
nuts.
All right.
I'll keep the file until I have all the ads.
So Walt, give me the D6 times two. Do you have armor?
I do.
Okay, well, not
for one more roll.
Yeah, yeah.
So got a 2 on the 6, so that's 4 damage.
4 damage, yep.
And I soak half of it, so I take 2.
Oh, yes! Still good. Yeah, you notice, because you've seen Perseus get shot a bunch and I'm getting like electrified by them. You notice these bullets, not the same. These went through your
real
flesh. Like, yeah, they feel real.
They put extra holes.
Oh, man, he doesn't have fucking style guard anymore.
No, he does not. Nope, he's got no armor now. His armor's destroyed.
That fucking hurt. Never been shot before. This sucks. Now, like, people try to avoid it.
That's why I jumped behind this bar, you know.
Shut up, Les.
I was thinking ahead.
Like, the idea of you guys talking out loud through your RCD as, like, he's, like, thinking you're talking to him.
Yeah.
He hit you in an automatic shot, though, so we're going to keep it rolling.
Fuck you.
No.
So, another DR-14.
Why are these cops are so trigger happy?
Cops are like,
quit! I fucking quit!
No way!
It's a one!
No!
We don't have any more ads!
No! The world of Psy has no more ads, people.
No, you know what it has to be now is like a fucking one of them. I'm from the Republican Party.
That approved his message.
It's just like those, it's just like part 1 through 4 of the same infomercial.
Yeah.
Who knows? Either way, double damage again, my dude.
Oh no,
this is fucked.
I'm dead.
You're dead.
No way.
Rolled a 5. That's 10 damage. I soak 2, and I'm at -1.
Oh no!
No,
well, there it is.
Fucking way.
So tell me about it, sword lad.
No, you tell me about it. I can't do this.
Oh, I feel so bad. So, I could cry.
Yeah, so with that first thing, that first volley, he fires up. I like to think, too, that we're not just like full auto when we're doing this, right?
Except
we're like, brr, 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 you know. Between the first and second volley, he knew that first one hit. He knew it was his, you could tell, he knows his shot is sighted. And you just hear it quick.
Sorry, kid.
The last one.
Fuck this game!
The rest of you see, except for Percy's because he's sleeping, the rest of you see his head just explode through
a spray of bullets.
What happened? It got real quiet. Ooh, what was that? Yuck.
And then we've got one. Well, we got two more. We got. Oh, that guy can still keep shooting, too. He holds that gun up. You hear a click. He shoots it at Linda. And Linda, give me a DR, a 12 agility. You're standing.
Natural 20.
Fuck yeah!
Yes!
Oh, love it. I saw it too. That was beautiful. Give me your free attack.
Can I take some liberties here?
What are you thinking?
I want to run in and fucking grab the sword and fucking try to run it through this dude.
So as you see him lifting that gun to you, you just take off in a quick sprint with the intention of grabbing that blade and just running it across him. Okay. We're just gonna call it a simple agility test. You know what I mean? We're gonna call it a 12. Due to the fact that you nat 20'd this, there's like this split second moment where like everything kind of clicks mentally and in the fabric of existence, reality.
He becomes sword guy.
Kind of dog.
He becomes sword.
No, I don't.
Sad sword man. Wet's the wet blade. Wet sword.
Yeah.
I don't knife. Know. Linda the knife.
Unfortunate. Because I do have a +4 to agility.
Oh, mm-hmm. Sad.
But I rolled a 2, so.
So you,
he's got the sword though.
You got the sword. You land. You're doing this, and your kinesthetics are correct. You know what I mean? Like, you're gonna do it. However, the blood from Sword Lad's corpse as you're there throws everything off your momentum, and he sees you coming at him too. As this is happening, you see him fire off that shot. It goes over your head. You kind of like roadie ran under him. You know what I mean? And then with that duck down. He sees this all happening as well. He, as he did before the sword lad, leaps the blade, narrowly avoiding it. That's a beautiful scene, actually. That's pretty cool.
Fuck yeah.
The other guy, the one that was in the door that actually took Perseus down, turns to see you on the ground.
Oh, no.
Actually, no, he's still fucking with Banks.
I'm behind the bar.
You're behind the bar. That's true. You're out of sight.
Good.
So you see him take a hand off of his SMG, reach off to his belt to grab a flashbang, and whips it.
Jesus fuck.
Over the bar where you landed, or where that happened. You see it go off. It doesn't affect you, Linda, because it's blocked by the bar, but it lands right next to you. And let's see, damage for that is...
Do I have to, not damage, I get but, to roll stuff?
Yes, it's a toughness test, DR12.
He's covered in dicks.
Well, that's a 14.
Yeah.
It bounces dick, off my dick.
The dick's created enough shadow in his face.
Oh, good.
So, yeah, this goes off and you immediately, like, doesn't really affect your circuitry.
Hey, my dick!
And your optics.
It closes his shutters.
Search history?
Search history.
Oh, it doesn't get published. Good.
So that's that one. The other one, then, the one that came in with the last reinforcement, the only reinforcement, comes in, sees Linda on the ground there, and fires. You hear the click. He fires off a shot.
Oh, my sloppy.
So, DR told agility.
Yeah, that's fucking 23.
Fuck yeah, he was shooting where you were before the slide, and he slid fortunately out of the way. Then, it's on you guys.
I motherfucking wake up!
Yes, you do. Perseus, you just a large gasp, and you wake up off the ground.
Jesus Christ!
Hey, should we pop these pellets or what?
Sitting on my ass with the LMG still in hand, I'm gonna continue like a fighter who just came back to after getting his fucking head rocked.
Waking back up?
Yeah, like, oh shit, that's right! I'm gonna, the guy that's closest to Linda... That he slid and attacked.
Yeah.
I don't recognize the headless body, obviously, but.
Or do you? The coat.
I'm not paying attention.
Fair enough.
I'm focused on the fight. After he slid through all that, I'm gonna shoot at the guy that he tried to sword down, because I'm assuming that he's the one that's closest to me.
No, there's two guys right by you.
There's one right by you. Yeah, right next to the stain. You remember what you called in the puddle? Or
oh,
whatever.
Okay.
That guy's still there. He's the one that was through the flashbang.
Would I see him, like, standing over me?
Yeah, when you wake up, he's more next to you, kind of. Kitty corner, even. Like I am to you, right? Like, if I was laying on the ground here, and how... Well, if you were laying on the ground there...
Oh, so when I sit up, I'm looking at him?
Kinda, yeah. He's right there.
I pull my gun up, and I just...
And you see him throwing that grenade, yeah.
Yeah, I'm gonna shoot him in the armpit.
Gotcha. And, okay, so since you... We're gonna call that a DR10 for the shot, because all the angles are right in this, you know what I mean? Like, he's not aware, he's mid-throw, you're on the ground, kind of a good shot.
No, it's not.
But it wasn't.
Not a good shot.
Yeah, you just pepper through the open, just send a bunch of bullets through the open skylight.
Fuck, man. Oh, my God.
What about
God.
The other guys?
Still dead.
I know. I look at you and I was just like, I felt bad. I've shot so many kids here.
Yeah, yeah, you have.
So the price of being the
you're on a list.
Yeah, you're on a fucking list, brother.
It's true. I'm so sad now.
Should we use these pellets or what?
Do what you fucking got to do, man.
What does that mean?
I fucking toss the bottle, the crushed acid up in the air, like fucking between the two of us.
Yeah.
Me and that fucking...
The guy that jumped rope your blade?
Yeah.
Yep.
And then I fucking... Slice down through it and into this guy.
Nice.
I like that. So we're going to say that that's definitely creating an effect there. We'll call that DR8 on that attack. It's definitely made it hard for him.
Oh!
And then that one?
Oh!
Another fucking
Jesus!
Head?
Fuck!
I quit.
Just shoot me in the fucking head, guy.
God damn it.
Have one of these.
This ad has been canceled. Sorry for the inconvenience.
Give me a D6 then.
Two.
You drop the blade. Blood-soaked blade. You just end up throwing it.
Oh, no. He didn't train enough.
He didn't. He's playing with a tool he doesn't understand.
This is like Luke picking up the lightsaber and fighting Darth Vader for the first time.
Except this one flew into a vending machine.
Except for this is a stormtrooper.
That's brutal.
This sucks.
Kind of is getting there. So I guess Banks, you're the only one left here.
Save us. Save us.
Oh, yeah.
You're our only hope.
I'm going to...
Now that's terrifying.
General Kenobi.
I don't know. If these guards are close, you could try to warp those fuckers out. I don't know.
Oh, that is a great idea.
You're behind the bar.
I'm behind the bar.
Can I throw
the pellet like a grenade and hit the two in between the two guards?
That'd be them and a lot of other shit.
Okay, so they're clustered weirdly.
10 foot.
One of them is kind of clustered with Perseus. One is clustered with Linda. One is kind of by himself.
The one by himself.
It's D10 by D10.
Yes.
So it might be basically nothing.
Can I throw in between two guards within close
proximity?
I want
to say then, just for the benefit of the doubt,
this is such a high risk, high reward.
That the one that came in by himself is close enough to the one that's with Perseus.
Yes.
Where if you throw it between them and roll max, because D10, then yes.
Okay.
Otherwise, you only get one.
If you take my legs, do not roll a one.
Oh god.
Presence test on that one. So that's, well, you're just throwing it. That's
agility, right?
I don't feel like there's even a test for that.
It's so hard because Merc Bor gets.
What would you use for a hand grenade?
I would use strength, I think, because you're throwing it.
Look in the
range.
Back of the thing.
It doesn't say anything about thrown weapons, to be honest.
What does it say about grenades?
Doesn't.
Oh, good.
I'd say it'd probably be presence just to put it where you want it.
Oh, yeah, that's true. You're aiming it. Aiming. That's the number one thing. Aiming is done with presence.
When you shoot with the gun is agility. That's weird.
When you're doing auto fire.
That's just auto fire.
Because you're controlling recoil.
Yeah, that's true. You're fighting against it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
All right.
That's true. Okay, so presence. Yeah, presence. DR-12. To land it where you want.
Yeah, we'll see.
Ooh, that's a 15.
Oh. He did. He landed.
Oh, thank God.
How big was that?
How gaped your rift?
Yeah, how gaped? D10 by D10. 3 by?
Oh, yeah, it's just
if either of these are a 10, it's good.
3 by 1, it gets nothing.
That's a 10!
It's a big
rectangle!
You throw it directly in the center of that, like, red carpet that leads into the place. It's a pink carpet, of course.
Yes.
It lands directly in the center of it, which both of those guards are standing on. And it takes away everything that carpet and nothing more. I mean, as far as the space, anyway. It takes both of those guards and that carpet, but nothing else. And that's it.
Oh.
This weird staticky hole in the universe that
fucking monster.
You can see through it as it's happening because it kind of opens and then it closes. And you see just code, just endless code just kind of flowing through it all.
Did I do something cool?
Okay. Wait, 3 by 10.
Yeah.
That's just two dimensions?
Yeah. It is only two dimensions. That's true. Let's give it another dimension.
Yeah, like I just
let's give it height.
Because if it's one, then you just rip these guys' fucking like heads off or legs off or something.
Like, what is that third dimension? There has to be something. Because you live in a three-dimensional space.
By eight feet. They're gone.
It's just their feet left.
No. I want to say, that's perfect. No,
he threw it.
It hit the ground. No, I love to think, too, that it hit the ground and then bounced up about, like, 8 inches. And it took everything from 6 inches to 8.5 feet up.
This is like the time traveler's wife.
They just have, like, soles of their feet left and the boots.
What?
Yeah, and you just see, like, the cross-reference of their foot as if you just, like, deli-sliced it.
Oh, shit.
Just sitting there smoking.
Oh,
as
man.
That rift closes.
Was it cool?
Yeah, that was...
I didn't even look!
That was pretty fucking cool.
And that puts us back on initiative, doesn't it? So let's tick away some tickers.
Wherever they went.
They're here.
How do we bring back...
Give me a D10, Walt. Nate.
A D10?
Yep.
We can fix head trauma, right?
Six.
Cybernetic head.
Give me a reroll.
Okay.
That's a skulker kind of key.
One.
Oh, great. And then Levi, give me a D4.
Oh, fuck.
Two?
Okay. And now roll initiative.
I will do it. It's them again.
Of course. Of course it is.
So you hear, you guys feel, before you see, a rumbling, and the front door, which is like a double door, you know, just busts off their hinges and just falls. This comes rolling out with tank treads. He's got this mono sword like mounted into his gauntlet, and on his shoulder you see this like the rocket launcher.
Please no.
Laser turret, just shoulder mounted, and this you see that it's tracking too. Like it's independent of him. He rolls in, sees you, Linda, and he points. He doesn't say a goddamn thing, cause why? No. He points at you, and this laser turret goes off at you. Give me a VR-12 agility.
Holy gosh. What?
No, that's not good enough. That's 10.
Okay, take D12 damage.
Yeah, that sounds about right. And so does that.
Oh, is that a 7?
Yep.
Okay.
Let's see here. Yep, that's 6 damage.
Okay, what does that put you at? 8.
Oh, yep. I forgot you were kind of beefy.
Oh, very good. You feel, and it's like you expect these things to burn through you like lasers, but they just, you feel like yourself kind of like your consciousness fading as these electrify you. Another volley comes at you with this. It's auto, so give me another DR-12 agility.
Yeah, I got that one.
Okay,
17.
Good. Fortunately, as you kind of come back from that shock, how do you avoid that?
He Naruto runs on the laser beam.
That's on lasers. Damn, that sounds like some Sonic the Hedgehog.
You gotta use the sword to grind it.
He doesn't have the sword.
Am I close to the Am I close to the bar? I'm just,
let's say you're close enough to do that, yes.
Yeah, sure.
You're on the ground too, keep in mind.
Mm.
So like it's kind of just like a crawl to a run, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And then just a dive over, you're doing that?
Sure, yeah.
Okay.
I mean, if I can just get behind the bar away from him somewhere, if that's like how the layout of this place works, then sure. But otherwise,
I'll just roll out
of the way, I guess. It don't matter too much to me.
Yeah, let's say that's close enough to just like, as that's happening, you just roll over the top of the bar, land next to Leslie.
Hey, what are you doing over here? This is my hiding spot.
Trying to survive, motherfucker.
Oh, what happened? I've been back here. I've been staring at this bottle of Grey Goose.
There's only one guard, one cop left in here besides Mannheimer. And that hole that he blew in the wall really gives you a visual of what's out there. And you see, yeah, there's a decent showing of UCS forces outside.
Yeah.
A lot of just dudes milling, too. You know what I mean? They're just standing there. there's a lot of them. There's too many. Either way, just one here, too. You can't really see what he's doing, of course. But you guys, because you guys are behind the bar, you guys see a flashbang land. Oh, Perseus is still there.
I'm still here.
Never mind. So, Perseus, you see that last guy. Oh, God, you're the only one that's visible to
I'm
him, too.
I'm sitting on my ass holding this fucking LMG facing Mannheimer.
That's true, yeah. So, he points it down at the ground and unloads a volley at you.
Uh-huh.
Give me a DR 12 agility.
Uh-huh.
And you're on the ground, DR 14. Yes!
Oh, shit.
I got 19.
Oh, nice, okay, yeah, and you roll out. Oh, you kind of crawl across the floor to get away from it.
Yeah.
Come back here, join us!
Excellent. Now it is you guys.
Is it?
Perseus, get back over here!
I'm gonna get off the ground and try to shoot at the same time.
Kind of like running to the bar?
I don't know if I can do all three at once.
Well, I feel like from the ground's perspective, from being on the ground,
am I prone or?
You were on your back initially. You took that shot, right?
Yeah.
You kind of probably still stayed on your back while doing that, but rolling out of the way of those shots just now probably put you on your stomach to the point where you can kind of like get up onto your feet and kind of low run to the bar. I'm cool with that. And you're gonna take shots at that cop while doing it or at Mannheimer?
Mannheimer would be directly behind me, wouldn't he?
They're still both kind of within.
Okay.
Line of sight to shoot.
Yeah, I'm gonna shoot at the smaller threat first.
The cop? Okay, go for it.
Oh god.
I mean, he's already been shot too. He's got a big old.
The fuck I do.
Gut wound.
This is bullshit.
What'd you get? Not a 12.
Yeah, I did not.
Definitely not.
Because I'm always trying to do auto fire.
That makes sense. So as you're running, you're just kind of blindly taking shots, none of them landing.
Yeah, just like Steven Seagal.
And you're behind the bar as well.
I crash into the bar and fall on my fucking face in there.
Hey. We should get out of here.
I don't know where here is anymore, partner, but that was some cool-ass shit you did with keeping their feet back and, you know, sending them wherever the fuck they went.
What did I do?
You weren't close enough to see.
I just threw a BB.
Yeah, what are we going to do about the big guy? Got a plan for him? I'm going to pop a hot tamale in my mouth.
Oh! Give me a D6. On the one, it wasn't
six.
Oh, wait, how many were there? 10? Is that what we figured?
I don't remember.
Wait, how many?
I think it was 10.
You wrote it down. You wrote down how many hot tamales you had.
Yeah, you did.
Did I?
I think so. Maybe. Hopefully.
It was like 10 or 12.
I call it a 10. I'm going to call
it. It was just a D10.
Let's call it a D10. On a 1, you didn't need a tamale.
Oh
brother,
God.
This is going to be fucked.
3. Okay. you do that and you feel that you're a little nervous for a minute because you know what the stakes are, but you feel that cinnamon. You taste that cinnamon. You feel that tongue burn.
I feel a little bit better about this. I'm going to fucking just make sure my LMG is good to go.
Hey, use that thing, man. Let's get out of here.
The problem with this being now that there's a chance that...
Well,
do we die? That's exactly what I'm talking about.
Rochambeau.
Oh, y'all got a plan? Because I've just been spraying and praying.
Well, obviously. You took a nap, too.
Yeah, I don't remember that bit.
I guess the best thing would be to just hope the fuck that we... Fuck it. Everybody get close. Get down real low.
I'll get into a little huddle.
Everybody sit on my lap.
I'm going to grab a few bottles.
It's not weird, I promise.
Though, and start filling my jackets up with them.
And all four of my arms are grappling off them.
Oh,
in this huddle.
And I just fucking click the button on the pellet and put it on the ground in front of us.
Give me 3 D10s.
Fuck, man.
This could be really bad.
It could be bad. We could die. That's so funny.
How about we each do a D10?
Okay, I like that.
I hate that, but okay, whatever.
I want to do with.
No, Nate, you roll all 3.
Yeah, you roll all 3. It's your pellet.
Yeah, your pellet, your choice.
Oh, Jesus Christ, here we go. 10.
Nice.
Big area.
3.
10 by 3. By 8, watch.
By 4. We're good.
Oh, yeah.
We're good.
We're all fucking. It got you, it got you guys, and the, like, that rubber, like,
his train tracks?
Anti-shock mat from the bar back there.
Yeah.
You got that, like, it's a magic carpet, and you guys, like, immediately see just like this crackling
code.
I see a red hand. And it's like all you see for like an amount of time that is almost hard to explain. You don't know if it was like momentary or if you were there for like years. You don't know. It's hard to fathom your existence in that time period. But you manage to pop out all of a sudden, and the city around you kind of reforms in a way, almost like
people just going about
kind of slow
daily business.
And loading the level, right? So you're seeing like wireframe models and stuff like that.
That's even worse.
Yeah,
people's in T poses. What the fuck?
Yeah, things are just not right for a moment, but then things suddenly start to like, and you're seeing things very pixelated, but then all of a sudden it starts to like form its textures, and that's very confusing. But
did it by any chance also catch the sword?
I'd love to think so, because you have it. Right.
I threw it. No, it's in a vending machine.
Oh, no, then it is not. I'm
sorry.
It's
gone.
Damn it.
I know.
Right, that would have been a sweet thing to have. There's four kind of major slumps. So, okay, give me a D4, Nate.
One.
After everything finally renders, the lights, ray tracing, like all the ray tracing and everything, everything looks real again in a really weird way that really makes you wonder reality.
Mm.
But as it loads in, you recognize kind of where you are, and you recognize the tenement down at the end of the block that you guys are just like sitting on this anti-shock mat. It's all huddled on it too, in the middle of traffic.
Just pink.
Yeah. Oh yeah, it probably would be too, right? Nothing can be anything but that in that place. And you see the tenement that you know that Zed the Fence operates out of.
Hey, where's the kid?
Oh, fuck. Don't even get me started.
Oh, he's toast, bro.
Shut the fuck up. Enough of that shit, will you?
He died so
good.
Are
you telling me the kid's gone? Like,
yeah.
Fuck, dude. Man, his mom and dad are going to be pissed.
Oh.
Fuck his mom and dad.
They should have never put him in your hands.
My hands? What are you talking about?
Oh, not your hands, cowboy.
I get up and start walking away.
Linda, you realize you have a message waiting for you in the corner of your RCD?
Wait, what the fuck? I open it, I guess.
Linda, if you're getting this, it means I'm dead. Probably zigged when I should have zagged. Should have tried harder. Let's be honest, there was only ever one way I was going to get out of this. But, yeah, hope you got the sword. Good luck. Kick less in the nuts for me, and don't sniff glue.
Oh, this is the saddest ending. I don't want to fucking cry.
Fuck. I loved it. Beautiful.
Dope.
And
I hate this
because we
show.
Left things hanging in quite a weird spot, we got something special for the next few episodes.
Fuck!
Oh, boy.
Hello, Levi here, back at the end of the episode. I just wanted to take the time and thank all of you for listening to the Rolled Standard and on our off week listening to our sister podcast, Flail to the Face. We truly enjoy doing this for all of you, and if you could leave us a rate and review wherever you listen to your podcast. And while you're there, go ahead and share it with all your Pauls and your brother husbands. All of our links can be found in the description below. Every little thing you do helps us grow, and we greatly appreciate it. Now that the business has been taken care of, I just wanted to give a special shout out to our brother husbands over on Patreon. Freshman, Harbles Barkley, Jack Benalkin, Kevin Olmsted, Kevin Welch, Rasmus Hammerlund, Restoramus, Ridley, and Baz. Not to mention all the Pauls and the standard bearers out there, we greatly appreciate all of you because without you, none of this would be possible. So thank you, and remember, don't sniff glue. Or do.
Alert! This episode contains third-party content! Curse of the Candy Cult, Club Kits Unlimited, by Azathoth Neltal. A submission to our Trigger Warning Trigger Happy Jam. Absolute Dumpster Diver by Brackett McLeod. Incited to Riot by Ross Hollander. Pursued Courier by Heavy Blasphemy. High Octane Daredevil by Haster Ujot. Trigger Warning theme music, Waste Management Confidential, is courtesy of Erling Force.
It's going to be the name of my next grindcore band. Octogenarian, Arian, Arian. But those are really old Nazi birds.
Oh, fuck.
Oh, God.
Pink cheese?
I don't think imagine? I'm one of Jesus' favorites.
I'm what? Kidding.
I had a brain tumor. I had appendicitis. I had gallbladder removed. I cut off the tip of my finger, for Christ's sake.
See, you did it for Christ's sake. How are you not his favorite?
My blood for his. Yeah, I got gotcha. You.
Yeah,
equivalent exchange.
Yeah. Good.